Before I begin, please note that the use of the words brother and him are meant as a way to stay within the language of A Course in Miracles. Feel free to substitute sister or her if it feels more appropriate. In A Course in Miracles, we are repeatedly told that to know who we are as God created us, or our true self, we must be willing to see our brother as holy. Why? Because our brother represents to us what we think we are. If we insist our brother is guilty, then we must think of ourselves as guilty. If he is the light, regardless of what we think we see and hear and understand, then we must be as well. This seems logical, and we have the best of intentions to put this into practice until we perceive that someone has hurt us or taken something from us. What do we want to do then? We don't respond with, "I want to see my brother as the Christ." We see sin and want to attack. Countering sin with attack is a very strong habitual response in the wrong mind, because it is believed to be a defense, a way to protect, and a way to keep our innocence. And yet, if the goal of the moment is to see shared holiness, one cannot attack and reach the goal. Keep the response of attack, and you keep sin. Keep sin, and you cannot see holiness. It is essential to our learning the truth about ourselves to respond to a mistake with the willingness to look past all errors and recognize the truth of our brother that has never changed. It is in our best interest to see the Christ instead of someone who merits attack. What is our motivation then to let go of the desire to attack and be willing to see the Christ instead? It is this. How you respond to your brother's mistakes is how you think God responds to yours. In other words, if you think a mistake merits attack, then you believe if you make a mistake, God will attack. If you think a mistake merits love, then you believe God responds to your mistakes with love. So on behalf of you and all the gifts that God wants to give to you, I invite you to join me in this meditation to give our brother what he really deserves, to see the truth of who he is, and respond to him with love. So we are going to begin this meditation by taking a few slow, deep breaths. Allow yourself to simply relax. You are safe here, and you can let go. You can allow the sounds of my voice and the sounds of the room to take you more and more deeply relaxed. Breathing deeply, relaxing into this peaceful space and time. I would like you to call to mind a person that irritates you. Someone who you have seen as doing something to you to hurt you, or that has taken something from you. Someone that you hold attack thoughts about. Now, in perfect safety, call to mind this person and invite them to join this peaceful space with you. Stand or sit in front of them look into their eyes. Allow yourself to see them in detail. Notice their hair, their clothing, their mannerisms, how they breathe. Simply allow yourself to notice all the details of this person and the feeling you have being in their presence. Take all the time you need in the next 2 seconds to take these details into your awareness. Allow this thought, my brother, because I do not wish to judge myself or believe any longer that God wills for me pain or punishment, I allow you to fulfill the role God gave to you, so that I may be free. I allow you freedom to complete the task God gave to you by standing before me. I have a chance to know who I really am. I will see you differently, because I want to understand God's love for me. I want to receive God's gifts. And now you can, if you will, notice that beneath their feet there is a long silver cord. This cord runs in 2 directions, fading into the darkness at either end. Slowly, the two of you begin to walk along the cord together. It does not matter what direction you walk, for no matter what direction you are going, you are moving into their past. As you walk slowly, you notice that the person is becoming younger. Their skin, clothes, and hair are changing. You continue to walk along toward their past, and this process continues. They become younger and younger, becoming a child. And finally, an infant. You see them become smaller and smaller, fading into the moment before inception, and then you see only the light. You are now in the moment before the thought of that person is created. Breathing deeply, you become aware that you too have shifted into your own light. You too are in the moment of awareness before the thought of you existed. There are now only 2 brilliant orbs of light. The light of each orb is shimmering, expanding, growing, until they begin to merge. Boundaries are erased. Only 1 large, ever-expanding awareness of light exists. this one light expands, grows, until it fits all the space of awareness. It grows and connects and expands, spiraling ever larger, expanding ever more into infinity, and all is one. Rest now in this awareness. Take all the time you need in the next few seconds to anchor this feeling. Remember it. This is truth. And with this awareness fully felt, you are able to remember it any time that you need. You are this light, this expansion, this oneness. You are the totality of it all, where there are no boundaries and no limitations. There is only this. Be this. Take all the time you need in the next minute to fully feel this truth. When you are ready, breathing deeply, bring this awareness back to this time and space with you, and open your eyes.